recent incident, but it occurred some years ago in England on a military base.
Okay, I'd like to hear about it.
Let's see, it was about 1964 or 65.
Okay.
At RAF
Chicksands. What was that again?
RAF Chicksands.
Okay.
In Bedfordshire, England. I was a military dependent. And the base is a satellite communications base.
Yes.
And it was in the afternoon, in the daylight. And a friend of mine and I were playing badminton in the backyard on the base. And we were shouting and laughing and carrying on, and then we realized that we couldn't hear each other. There wasn't any sound at all. And we stopped and tried to talk to each other again and still couldn't hear each other, and looked around, and right above us, at the top of the trees, they were very old oak trees, so they were maybe 40, 50 feet high, I guess.
Okay.
Was a large, dark object. And we couldn't really tell anything from it because we could only see the bottom. And we got scared. We were just 14, 15 years old. And she went inside the house to get her dad. And inside the house, he could hear her. And he came out to look at it, and we couldn't hear him talking to us either, and he couldn't hear us when he was outside. So he went back inside and alerted the post. And when he went back inside, it started moving off above the treetops, and as soon as it wasn't right above us, we could hear again. And I heard the sirens. Post went on alert. And he came back out and watched it go off over the trees, and it was moving very slowly, and it moved over maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 houses away, and they were housing units, so it was still fairly close.
Yes.
Oh, I see that. Okay. Mommy's on the phone right now, okay? Like I said, they were calling the alert, and he told me to go home. And I lived about 2 blocks away. So I ran home, and my father, who was a senior NCO on the base, was just leaving. And all the people on alert went down in what we called the hole. All the satellite communication stuff was underground.
Yes.
And they went down in the hole, and the base was closed to all traffic. Whether you lived there or not, they closed the whole base. And he didn't come back until in the morning. My father didn't. And when he came back, I asked him what it was. And he said, I can't tell you. He said, all I can say is that it wasn't ours. And I said, you mean ours, ours, or you mean the Earth's ours? And he wouldn't say anything else.
Uh-huh.
Later, some years later, when we were talking about it in the family, I asked him again, and he said, it wasn't ours. And I said, well, I know that. And he said, well, there are 7 bases like the one we were on in the world, 7 American bases like that. And he said there were sightings at all 7 that same day.
Oh, boy, that's strange.
Yeah. Those bases are very small, extremely small. There's maybe, at the top, there's maybe 50 families there, plus, you know, a number of non-family people, unaccompanied people. Everything that's military is underground except the satellite antenna. And it's, we called it the elephant cage. It's a great big circular structure, and it looks like a big round circuit cage.
Yes.
And around the outside are these big white things that kind of look like missiles, but they're not missiles. It was a closed post at all times, except, you know, if you had some reason to go on, then the APs, the air police, would let you on and off. But you had to have some business there. It wasn't just open to the public.
Okay. What shape did that object have?
It was round. It was round from the bottom anyway, and it was dark.
Okay.
I'd say, you know, dark black, or but it was not shiny. It was just a dusky, dark color.
Was there any estimate of size?
It didn't seem very large. I'm not very good at size and distances, but I'd say it was maybe 60 to 80 feet across.
Okay.
Stop that, please. Stop. Your mom is on the phone. I want you to be quiet. I should add, the reason I never mentioned this before was we were told not to talk about it. And my father, in that line of work, was in a very sensitive position, and it was not uncommon for us to be told that things that happened on base were not for public consumption.
Yes.
But it's always bothered me, and I know it's verifiable because other people saw it and the base went on alert.
Okay.
And Dad said it was tracked on their equipment.
Yes. Okay.
So,
how close would that?
There.
How close would that have been to you?
How close was it to me?
Yes.
Like I said, it was right at the top of an old maple tree,
okay.
Or an old oak tree, rather.
But not quite overhead.
It was overhead. At first, and then it started moving off slowly, and then it, as I was running home, I looked back because I was really scared.
Okay.
And it was moving off very quickly. Then it just went zip. But it was, before that, it was not moving like an airplane or a helicopter or anything like that, and there was no noise from it.
Okay.
But it would move, like, to the right, you know, 100 yards, and then over a little bit, always on a level movement.
Okay. Okay, and where did you get our number?
I called the operator. There was a piece on the editorial page in the Oregonian today about UFO sightings, and it said any witnesses of sightings should contact UFO Reporting Center in Seattle.
Oh, great. Well, we sure appreciate your passing that on.
Well, I'm glad I finally told somebody.
Okay.
Feels better.
Well, if you come up, remember any information that you haven't passed on to us, we'd like to hear from you.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.